Hello, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 26th. From 2 Kings 9 and 10, Jehu seems to have accepted the mantle of leadership placed upon him by God with a great deal of zeal, even glee. Jehu was almost giddy with joy as he showed off his handiwork against Jezebel, the descendants of Ahab in chapter 10, and the priests of Baal. Jehu was especially glad to see how God had allowed him to participate in fulfilling his prophetic word with great precision in the deaths of Jezebel and Joram. And God commended Jehu for working so hard at his job. In one fell swoop, Jehu cleaned out Israel of the poison that Ahab and Jezebel had injected in the northern kingdom. He finished the destruction of Baal worship that Elijah had begun on Mount Carmel many years before. It was time for a fresh start, a return to the God of Israel that had given Jehu success, right? Well, not quite, by a long shot. First off, in lopping off the head of a corrupt regime, Jehu also took out some valuable leadership in Joram's administration. Remember Oholiab during Ahab's reign? That shouldn't have been caught up in the purge. By doing the latter, Jehu severely weakened the kingdom he was about to take over, making Israel quite vulnerable to a doubly wicked man by the name of Hazael, usurper king of Aram. As the text said, in those days, the Lord began to reduce the size of Israel. Hazael overpowered the Israelites throughout their own territory. The real problem for Jehu was this. He purged the land of Ahab's kin, but left his own heart unmoved. As much as he was happy to do Yahweh's bidding, he did it his own way, including the continuation of the original idolatry of the northern tribes, the kingdom of Israel, begun under Jeroboam. In other words, he tossed out the bad stuff from his land, but did not fill the land with the right things when he had the opportunity. Thus, Jehu became a huge failure. His 29-year reign was a disaster, all because he did not return to the Lord when he had the chance. Does that sound familiar? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.